This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To look at the CBO report, and can we find ways to deal with the issue they have raised?
Premiums for seniors will rise a whopping 20 to 25%, and co-payments and deductibles for millions more. If there was ever a war on seniors, this bill, Trump Care, is it.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer talking about the bad news for old people and the poor. Before that, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about it, the Republican health plan. What does it look like now? At this point, we go to Ellen Radner from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Well, I am okay, and as you know, the Congressional Budget Office, which is run by actually somebody appointed by the Republicans, although it's nonpartisan, came out with their scoring, which is the cost of the health care plan today. Now, the White House said they can't be believed. However, Paul Ryan, who is the Speaker of the House, said he likes the report that was issued. So you obviously have a difference between what the White House believes about the report and what the congressional Republicans believe about the report. So that is interesting. Also today, something very interesting happens that has sort of been lost in a lot of this, and that is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It spends about $1 trillion a year on health care to more than a third of all Americans because of Medicare. Basically confirmed Seema Verma, and she was a health policy person very close to the vice president. The Republicans like her. The Democrats attacked her, said that she made millions for consulting, and said that she did not believe in maternity care. So this is part and parcel of this whole package.
Yeah, and you know, I read the report, bits and pieces of the report, and how they explain it out, what it would mean under the care, how much the premiums would go up, and the CBO basically says premiums would jump 20% in the individual market in 2018 and 2019, and then after that they supposedly would decrease, but it would really jump up significantly.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
And they're also saying that because of the Medicaid block grant, that this would actually save $337 billion to the national debt, which when you consider the national debt is, you know, in the trillions, and that's not a whole lot of money. But it basically, there's more uninsured under this bill because the Republicans are saying, well, see, it's not a federal mandate.
Yeah, so that would change that. So there would be more uninsured because of that, because there wouldn't be, like you said, the mandate, so that would change some of it. What was the reaction in Washington? Obviously, we know it's probably mixed, right?
It's very, very mixed, and again, the White House is different than Congress with Speaker Ryan. They have two different views of the report. The Democrats were just going nuts, saying, see, we told you so. Republicans are saying, see, it saves us all this money. People aren't being forced to do anything, and of course they're going to be less people insured if they're not forced to do it. So it depends which
wow.
side you're on.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's just crazy. And in between, I have to mention this, you know, Supreme Court, that all gets lost in the middle of this, too. But does it look like NG? Does it look like Neil's going to get, you know, the nomination that's it?
Oh, I mean,
boom.
I do think that Gorsuch does have the votes. And I even think he'll probably get a couple of Democrats. So I think he's definitely going to be a part of the Supreme Court. I just don't see that he doesn't.
Yeah. How about you? Are you in the middle of the snowmageddon? Or are you someplace warm?
I am someplace not in the snowmageddon.
But I'm good for you.
But I I won't tell you where I am, but I'm not in the snow, which is actually good. You know, it's interesting. I remember there was the last March snowstorm. Well, it probably wasn't the last, but one of the hugest March snowstorms that took place in Washington. President Clinton actually had a news conference in the middle of it. However, President Obama is switching his news conference with Angela Merkel from Germany to Friday.
Trump is doing that, right? So he's switching that. That makes sense because of the snowstorm. Yeah, crazy. All right, so thank you so much, Ellen, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it.
All right, so you heard Ellen talk about what happened the last time when there was that snow, massive nor'easter, snowmageddon. So for Donald Trump, what does that mean? Obviously, he's in the middle of this northeast blizzard. We're going to have reaction from New York. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, had plenty to say. Boston, Philly, New York City, for any of you listening to our show there, you know this by now, but school districts are closed, government offices, airlines canceled a ton of flights. I had three friends who had meetings knocked out in Boston because there's no way parts of Massachusetts could 24 inches of snow, and they're talking about the crazy wind. In Philadelphia, snow already started falling. They're talking about maybe 12 inches. Worst case scenario, 20 inches. 20 inches. So people really were gearing up for a lot of snow, realizing that everything's going to be closed. I mean, you can't be going up and down the streets if you have massive winds, can't see, etc. And it really looks to be pretty chilly, pretty breezy, pretty large amounts, at least is what's being predicted, of snow in Philadelphia, in New York, in New York City, in Syracuse, in Boston, those areas that I mentioned. So pretty dangerous stuff if it continues to fall and accumulate, and that's the key, sticking and accumulating. So all these governors have to activate the state emergency operations centers and get all that done. Otherwise, they'll find themselves in a situation where, you know, they can't deal with it. They can't deal with people being in the middle of what's happening on the streets, because frankly you can't see. That's when it becomes especially dangerous. And for all of you listening, I mean, picture this: you're in the car, you know what I'm talking about, and it's like somebody pelting you with constant snowballs, but they're whipping around super fast. I've been in a couple of those snowstorms. Not a nor'easter, driving in a nor'easter, but blizzard-like conditions, where one time I couldn't even see anything. I was like, this is ridiculous, because I have no idea even what I'm seeing in front of me. I could hit someone or fly off a bridge, or I don't know. So I just pulled into a parking lot. I recognized the little, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven, like barely could see the 7-Eleven sign, and I just pulled over there for a while. I want to say, like, I actually waited it out for an hour or so, and I didn't have too many miles to go, but there's just no way. I did have to go over a little bridge. I knew that, and I knew it was just too darn risky, because it would be like bumper cars, but maybe even worse, because I don't know if somebody would be speeding around me, or you can't see. It's just like a rainstorm. I used to see people, because I used to think, oh, no, windshield wipers are great, no worries. But then I would be driving, and I would see all these people go under these underpasses, and I'd wonder, oh, come on, it's not going to be that bad. And then I knew it. It's like, no, I can't see. It is like somebody just turned on a spigot, or maybe a fire hose, and just threw water at my car just continuously. So imagine that with the snow and the winds. Some reaction to the snow coming up on the flip side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an especially problematic mission for us. Normally, we have one region of the state affected, and we deploy assets from the remainder of the state to the affected region. Normally, it's Western New York or Long Island, etc. This is a statewide situation.
So that was Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. It's a reality, folks. Kate D. hanging with you here on America Tonight. For many of you listening to me in New Orleans and Portland and Spokane, Washington, and for that matter, the state of Washington and California and the Southwest, we're not dealing with this kind of weather. I throw me into that category as our plush studios. I call them plush. Sometime I'm going to take a camera and I'm going to start to flip up some pictures for you. I'm going to do that in the next week or two and actually do another live so you can see what it's like behind the curtain, so to speak, on how we're broadcasting, and it will be really a lot of fun. But nevertheless, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we are not having snowflakes. It's a little chilly, but when I say it's a little chilly, it's in the 50s. Nothing like what is happening in the next 48 hours to some of those areas that I previously mentioned. And if you're listening to me there and you want to throw in your two cents, what's the worst thing? I mean, here, I started to think about this, and I think some of you can also relate to this anyway. What's the worst thing about these snowstorms? You know what I think the worst thing is? I'm going to tell you mine. So what do you think? You can flip me an email, americatonight.net, click on contact, boom, you're in, or jump on these digits, 855-266-5283. What's the worst deal about the snowstorm looming? You know what I think the worst deal is? I think the worst is the buildup to it. because you watch like the local news and you listen to it, and I'm serious, it really feels like it's the end of time and you are going to be buried alive in almost avalanche-like conditions. So if you walk out the door, you are really stuck. You are really risking it. And maybe the reason for that is because you don't want a lot of people out on the roads. But sometimes, and this is what happens kind of like with hurricanes, there's the buildup to what could happen, and everybody just pilfers the shelves. The stores are bare. There's no gasoline. It's crazy. And then you don't really get the big storm. Now, what I would say is you track the storm, you're looking at the maps, you know this is true. So it's not so much of a guessing game. I think the worst part is the anticipation of what could happen. The anticipation of, wow, too much snow for real, and we've got to get outside, and we have to start shoveling it no matter what, but we don't want to have a heart attack, so we got to pace ourselves. And, you know, we've had these spring-like days, and now we're having this nor'easter, and we have to prep for the snow. Maybe the prep, the anticipation, unlike the anticipation for a really cool trip you're going on, the nor'easter, even the word, it just kind of slams into you. And the idea that there could be 20 inches of snow and blizzard-like conditions is really crazy. Now, I mean, even the above-ground portions of the subway system were being shut down from 4 a.m. Tuesday. They're like, forget it. Boom, that's it. We're shutting them down. The governor of Connecticut, a statewide travel ban starting at 5 a.m. I talked about the schools being closed. That makes sense. Yeah, the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio really telling people don't do unnecessary travel. Keep the roads clear. There's going to be the significant storm on Tuesday. Prepare for dangerous road conditions. So crazy. Because spring officially starts March 20th. The snow comes a week after a time when we were looking at like 60 degrees. 60 degrees, for goodness sake. Can you believe it? All right, I got one here from Jack listening to us in Teaneck. He says, Kate, the snow. I think you nailed it. The preparation for it and how much it's going to be and trying to figure out emergency supplies and getting everything done and running around almost like it's 2 hours before Christmas is kind of nutty. But you have to make sure you have enough supplies, enough to do, because really people are going to be holed in this one, my dear. And you know all about that too well because you grew up here and you've certainly had your share of nor'easters that you had to deal with, I'm sure. I did. I had a time, and I've told the story before, and then we're going to jump back to the CBO report in reaction to it, but talk about a Mageddon of a different kind. My family was away in Hawaii, and I couldn't go, and I was alone in the house, and it was crazy. I did get to the store. Certainly, there's plenty of soup, whatever, healthy food, crummy food, anything, whatever it was. But it was a question of trying to keep the snow away from the door, so having to go out and shovel. It's like a super great weight loss plan because you are killing it. I was killing it, and I had, you know, I didn't have anyone to help me really, and I had to do it because otherwise it wasn't the melty kind. I would have been trapped completely if I hadn't done something to clear the sidewalks and the doors. It would have been nutty. So some people think this GOP health plan is nutty. $337 billion deficit will be cut under the plan, but millions will absolutely lose coverage. 14 million more people uninsured under the repeal of Obamacare in 2018. The current law, that's what it's called, the AHCA, has that reduction, like I mentioned, that big number. Ellen Ratner talked about it as well. But the price tag part of it means that there's going to be confusion for people who are on the lower end, because now you don't have the mandatory, as Ellen also pointed out as well in our first segment. So what House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, said on Monday is that, listen, this is going to empower Americans with access, choice, and affordability. This is a good thing because of the choice. The problem is, I guess, if you think about it, is, you know, look, 10 years. After 10 years, premiums would be 10% lower than Obamacare and reduce the deficit, make Medicare solvent, which that part is, I mean, of course, has to happen when you think of the baby boomers and the amount of people that would be on it, that would need it. So the people that would be uninsured by 2026, they say, is 52 million compared with 28 million who would lack insurance that year under the current plan, 2016. So this is a wild to see the big switch here, and it remains to be seen as to what, once it's enacted, you know, really honestly, what that's going to look like. And this is the problem with the initial change to health care, implementing it and not tweaking it quickly enough to make it make sense, and to have big gaps and big problems with it, especially with skyrocketing premiums, and after promising you would get your doctor, then no, you're not getting your doctor, and all of the people upset over that, which was widespread like a wildfire. And many of us have said, including myself and many of my friends, that we were all affected by this. So if it was a question of jamming it through and then figuring it out, they didn't figure it out soon enough. And the not figuring it out has led to, well, of course, we have to dismantle. What are we going to do? And now we're back to, in a certain way, square one. In a certain way, square one. Hey, coming up on the show, I thought it'd be fun to talk to the other half. Yep. In an effort to introduce you a little bit into my life, you're going to get a chance to hear what the other half has to say. Kind of a he said, she said segment that I hope you'll find really interesting. How much do we have in common? How much don't we have in common? Meet the Mister next with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Hey, hey, welcome to a new segment I like to call The Other Half. Yep. America Tonight listeners, you asked for it. You wanted to meet the mister. You heard him once before when we were talking about planes and significant things that were happening in the airline industry, as he has a degree in aeronautics. Paul Jocelyn is his name. That would be my married name. So, Paul, say hi to the listeners.
Hello. You're really booming into that mic tonight.
You're talking like Paul Simon sitting in the background.
Do you always speak that authoritatively into this large device?
I do speak authoritatively. You should know that by now. So I thought it'd be fun to, I think some of you can relate to this out there. You know, the whole shopping thing. Paul, I usually have a list for him because I'm running around doing a million things, and he says, oh, no problem, I'll go and get some groceries if you need groceries. Well, you guys know this. You're hounds when it comes to cereal. So do you, when you go shopping, do you get the healthy cereal no matter what it costs? Do you look at the sugar, what's the sugar content overall? Or do you get the cheapest? If you were my other half, you would get the cheapest. I mean, I'm waiting for the Cocoa Puffs, the stale gosh, Fruit Loops, who knows, whatever's on sale, that's what I know he's going to be eating, and then if I have no choice, that's what I'm going to be eating, right?
I think you're telling a bit of a tale there.
I don't think
so. We have Special K Chocolate Delight.
Hey, did you hear that? We have Special K. So you go, I say go get Special K, and he gets, it might as well be Count Chocula or whatever it is, because it tastes like chocolate and has, I don't know how many calories in it. When you put milk on the top of it, it turns into chocolate milk.
Well, that's the beauty of it. It tastes like chocolate milk, and it's low calories.
All right, the other thing is, I don't know about the rest of you, for the other half, now this could be male or female, by the way, because sometimes characteristics go in the other direction. I feel like I live in a shoe closet, and I think the reason why is, okay, one day it's sunny, there's flip-flops that I trip over, and poor Mahalo the dog trips over. The next day, Paul has big feet, so, you know, there might be sneakers of some sort. And what happens is, I really feel like it's a hint that I'm supposed to be selling shoes on the side to make money, because there's shoes all over the house. It's just impossible to put them in the closet, whereas I put them in the closet.
That's not a bad idea. You could sell them on the radio.
Yeah. Anybody interested in some flip-flops? Javianos. Now, they weren't cheap. He'll spend money on flip-flops, so you're not getting the cheap flip-flops if I were to sell them and auction them off on the air. They'd practically be brand new. It'd be crazy. All right, so I'll ask Paul this question. If we were in the middle of Snowmageddon, like my relatives are in Philly and New York, some of the listeners are there in New York and New Jersey, or in Boston, we have listeners in New Hampshire and Maine, and I know they're getting just slammed with, it could be up to 20 inches. I'm sure, I wouldn't even have to ask you, you would be out there shoveling around the clock to make sure nobody slipped, smashed themselves with a header on our sidewalk so we wouldn't get sued, right?
Oh, yeah.
When he says, oh, yeah, that means no way in hell would I be out there shoveling. You'd be hounding me in the nice way that I do, because I'm not a fishwife. But we would not have anything shoveled. We'd have snow angels when Mahalo and I went out.
I would have something worked out.
Okay, you would have something worked out. Now, you've prepared a list as well for the other half. What does your list include?
I wanted to know what's up with your pirate obsession of late.
So, for those of you that haven't heard me say this, I started watching a show called Black Sails, and it's such a great show, and it's all about the pirates and the colonies and what the pirates did to push off, fend off the Brits and anybody else who was going to attack them so that they could thrive and survive, really survive, in the Bahamas. And, of course, it was the fight for gold and land and all of that. So I like history, as you know, Paul, and some of you listening on America Tonight. So I am fascinated by the whole pirate thing, the Black Sails and what it was like and what the ships were like. And I've ridden on some clipper ships pre-you, so I kind of have a feel for what that might be like in my mind.
Kind of like when you captained the Sunfish on your time at the Jersey Shore as a kid?
That's right. I had ambitions to be a captain, but I only got up to the Sunfish. Can anybody out there relate to that? You know, I never graduated to those wonderful sailboats that cost who knows how much money. I only ended up with a Sunfish, but it was great. And that was in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. So when I was in Wildwood one time, what happened is, you know, you have to tack and wait for the wind and do all that kind of stuff. And the boat, we just lost wind, and we ended up getting pulled out into the ocean, and the Coast Guard had to rescue us. And that was pretty, well, actually rescue me. It was pretty embarrassing. I was pretty brave, but it was it was brutal. I had no control, no motor. So I decided, if I'm sailing again, I want a motor somehow attached to this boat.
Well, that explains a lot. I've never heard that story before. So
You've never heard that story before. What else is on your list? I'll tell you one thing that Paul does. You know, there's always something special that your significant other, I think, does for you that keeps you together. And for me, no matter what happens, the cost of coffee, how much it goes up, he knows I have to have my coffee, and he'll always count the bags to make sure that we don't run out of coffee. It's very rare that that happens. So that is a check mark in the positive direction in your column. Despite the cereal and chocolate milk and everything, you get high marks for keeping track of the coffee, especially when you don't drink it.
True. I was going to talk about you making us watch Jaws a couple of nights ago, but we've already kind of segued out of that. So, I think we started watching Sherlock a while back, and we binged that. We were a few years late to the party, but we kind of got into you wanting tea every night while we watched Sherlock. So now it's coffee in the morning and tea at night.
That's right, because in between, I'm such a news junkie and an information junkie that at some point I have to take a rest from it. And you heard Paul talk about binge watching, and it's something that I think a lot of couples do, but a lot of people do. They get into a show, whatever it is, whether it's something on Nat Geo, whether it's the History Channel, whether it's whatever, HBO, and they let the series accumulate episodes, or they wait till it comes out. And of course, Netflix like has House of Cards, and I've watched House of Cards. I watched The West Wing because liking politics or dislike of politics, kind of a little of both. But watching that show, watching anything political, and the binge watching for Sherlock happened because the Brits, the way they do that, at least that series, it's a BBC series. They only do a couple of them, so it's not ridiculous. You don't have 20 episodes that you're watching. You're watching just a handful of them, and I really, really like that show. It's well, well done.
Yes, except some of them last like an hour and a half or 2 hours. That's the only downside if you're expecting to get up at some point.
Yeah, if you keep watching it, that's the whole thing. And there's a lot of shows that make fun of that. Parody shows, comedy shows like Portlandia, they've done episodes where the people are binge watching and they say, oh, just one more. And then before you know it, it's, you know, 4 a.m. or whatever it might be. You know, this is Girl Scout cookie time. And I just read a story for those of you listening who are wondering what's going on. This is a new segment we're going to do once a week called The Other Side. And certainly feel free to ask any questions you want. Just send me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in like that. So Girl Scout cookies, the Girl Scouts are really pushing these cookies all over the place. And I just saw a story where a man stole Girl Scout cookie money. There is just some bad karma going on there. I understand desperation, but first of all, stealing Girl Scout. Hey, this happened in San Diego. So they didn't release a description of the suspect, but what happened was it was over $400 was inside a cash box, and it was inside a Vons store, and this guy dropped an iPhone near the store, but he was trying to scope out the money. That is, don't you think that's bad karma?
I would not do that.
Yeah, I think who would do that? Well, somebody did it, but that's terrible. So people are trying to help this poor Girl Scout. It's hard enough, the pressure to sell Girl Scout cookies. I was a Girl Scout, and luckily I had a mother who had a lot of friends because I was, believe it or not, pretty shy then. And then you weren't inside a grocery store selling cookies. They didn't let you do that. You were really hustling your neighbors, hustling your family, hustling anybody you could to buy. And everybody liked the Girl Scout cookies, but that's what you had to do. You had an order sheet. I can still see that order sheet in my mind with the Thin Mints and the butter cookies and the peanut butter cookies. And first thing I would do is I'd call up all my aunts because I knew they felt sorry for me. They would just buy like 10 boxes so that I could get my batch. All right, you say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
That's the other half. That would be Paul. Thank you, Paul. He'll be back again next week with other offerings, some insights into married life. We come back odds and ends here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs, but economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime, and as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning.
All right, final segment for this hour of America Tonight. So the big news in Washington, massive snow. People are talking about the East Coast and all the canceled flights. The concerns, especially in New York, in Philadelphia, in Boston, a little bit in Washington, but it's a nor'easter. There's no question about it. It's a very serious blizzard. So the House is taking a snow day with a snowstorm looming. There are people that couldn't get to jobs and schools that are being shut down. I guess the smart thing is to do. There's no question when you look at a weather map, it would be a miracle if, and it's already started, if you didn't see this slam into the East Coast. It's really a question of how much snow is going to get dumped there. And the CBO dumped its report out on what do the numbers look like for this new health care, this repeal of the old health care that we didn't like. What's the new one going to look like? Who is going to struggle with this in the beginning? And then how do you come out on the other side? Lots of conversation happening about that, obviously, as well. There's votes that have to be had, et cetera. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. Other than that, I'm fine.
Yay!
Now me, Artie. What's this with pirate ship things? You really love that, huh?
I do. I love anything about pirates. I'm reading a book on pirates. It's a history book about him, about, you know, the years in the Bahamas and what happened in the colonies with the Brits and how bloodthirsty they were, which then was right before our revolution, etc. You know, so it's really interesting to me.
Interesting to me too. I did a series that they had with one of the major magazines years ago, and it covered all the pirates of the times of the had Blackbeard and how he was taken.
Yeah.
All of that, and it was truly, truly interesting. It was an amazing part of our history.
Absolutely. Yeah. That people don't know that much about. And then the misconceptions about some of the pirates and then how that all was formed under the Black Flag.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Well, I would like to see that, but I don't have cable. I just have the regular old antenna. That's all I get.
I got you.
I would have that, except I'm not going to be here this summer. I'm going to be taking off on a safari, and I'll be gone for a few months.
Wow, safari or someplace cool? Where are you going on a safari?
I'm going into New Mexico to go gold mining.
I love that. How cool is that?
I was planning to do it a few years ago, and I didn't get to because just as I got ready to go, my motorhome had a little breakdown, and it was going to cost too much to fix it and make the trip, so I wasn't able to do it. But my cousin Desi Ann bought me a brand new truck, as I told you once before. And so I'm a very happy camper with a brand new 2016 Nissan Frontier that's completely loaded with two extra spare tires, jacks, and all the survival equipment that money can buy. She just decided she was going to spoil me rotten, and she did. God bless her little pee-pick and money-grubbing heart.
I love it.
And I was wondering, are you the Imelda Marcus Delaney with the shoe collection?
No, he is the one that leaves the shoes
Imelda
everywhere.
Marcus.
Yes.
So now we see.
Flip flops, but also sneakers, whatever, all kinds of shoes.
Well, with his business, he probably with his money entrepreneurship that he's into, he probably has to dress with a fine
shoe. He does.
He has to dress
differently.
Absolutely.
Depending on what it is.
Absolutely.
So that's what happens. But this is my question, Dan. When your dogs are killing you and you take your shoes off, do you collect them in the living room, or do you put them away?
Well, I put them away. I have a house that I like to, shall we say, keep things in their proper perspective.
There we go.
But my cousin Bessie Ann, you can't walk through her house. She does not throw anything away, and she's got stuff way back to the day. She even has, believe it or not, it's true, she even has a Stradivarius violin from 1700 and something.
You're kidding.
It is a genuine Stradivarius. She owns a Strad. And I told her, I said, hey, if you bite the big one, guess what, baby? I get that puppy. She said, okay.
Oh, that's worth something.
It is a genuine Stradivarius.
Wow.
And she's got one. She's had it since 1952. They weren't so super hard to get then. Plus, she also has some acreage in Florida that I want.
Staying good with her.
Oh, I will. She loves me.
She loves me. I like that. Good.
Well,
it's good to have cousins that love you.
Listen, you have a wonderful night. And I'm sorry I don't have any jokes for you. I just kind of a dry spell the last couple of days. I had a couple, but I can't tell them they're of a risque value, and I try to be, shall we say, polite and civilized and not do anything characteristic of being a good Christian and a former Boy Scout.
I completely understand, how you said that.
You know the cookies? Yeah. My daughter was a brownie, and she did Girl Scout cookies, and I bought $200 worth of Girl Scout cookies so she'd get her little badge. I never ate so doggone many sugar mints in my life.
I know. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you start chewing them, and you can't give them up. You got to keep going.
Yeah, you got to keep going, and you do it for your family, and which is hilarious. Dan, I love that story. Of course, you're a good father, and you did that. Thank you. And he has everything in its proper place. So that's my thing. I would love to have everything in its proper place, but that just doesn't work. That's part of the story. The other half. They're not hundreds of shoes, but they're wherever the shoes come off, no matter what, they're going to be somewhere right there nearby. And sure enough, somebody's going to trip over them. Sometimes it's the dog. It's not always me, by the way. Hey, so the NCAA tournament, are you filling out those brackets? That's a big odds and ends moment for a lot of people because in the tournament, I think what happens, like the interest in the tournament, let's face it, really is about filling out these brackets. Somebody said to me today in New York, hey, do you want to be in our pool? And I thought, oh, another pool am I going to be in? How many pools am I going to be in? How many pools? You know, there have been 317 different men's basketball teams that have participated in the Big Dance. And Northwestern University never has until now. 78 years, the Wildcats finally are going to the dance for the big first time in forever. It became official when the 68-team bracket, men's bracket, was revealed. Northwestern, part of the Big Ten Conference, they get an at-large bid to the tourney. Wow. How about that? That is huge. And they say that they're completely psyched. And Northwestern is seeded eighth in the West. They're going to face number 9, Vandy, on Thursday in Salt Lake City. So for the first time to get there and to have that happen, they are beyond excited. Beyond excited. The top overall seeds are North Carolina, Gonzaga, Villanova, and who's the other one? Oh, Villanova, Gonzaga, Kansas. Kansas is the other one, and North Carolina. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious if you watched any college hoop. But the reason I'm mentioning it is because some of you are going to have time to figure out who you're picking to go where, since you're going to be stuck inside. Maybe you're going to be filling out a bracket. Just maybe you're going to use some of the time to do that. Good luck with that. I'll actually give you some bracket tips. How about that? Just for fun. Just for grins on our next show. A couple of quick tips. Thanks for listening. Take care in the snow, anybody who's being affected by it. Stay inside if you can't see, for goodness sake. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.